This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell. It's good to be here with you today, and Merry Christmas. We had Christmas just a few days ago, and Happy New Year 2021. I'm looking very forward to it. Today, we have a very special guest. Her name is Priceless Royalty. She's going to be talking about how to keep it real and how to tell what you feel, which is really how to be authentic. Priceless is author of 3 books, and she's an R&B, hip-hop, rap artist who loves inspiring and encouraging others with her writings and her music. Integrity and honesty are of utmost importance to her. Welcome to the show, Priceless. How are you today?
Awesome. How are you, love?
Doing great. So glad to have you on the show today. Very excited. So tell us a little bit about the story of how you came to do what you currently do.
Well, before I get into speaking, I would like to tell my audience, as they hear me speak, please open up your mind. Think outside the box as I speak and as you hear me speak. Mm-hmm. So how I got started is at the age of 11, having 2 ulcers, as one the size of an orange and one size of a grapefruit. And my mother, when she took me to the doctor, my mother told me that whatever that is bothering me, be very upfront, tell how I feel, even if it's her behavior.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And because we're told as a child to stay in a child's place, I was ready to pop. And that's how I held it all in. But when she let me cut loose, it's been whipping ass and taking names and taking notes and pulling coats ever since.
You know, your mother is very wise, because most people tell children just to be quiet and not bother them and stop talking. So, you know, she's a very wise woman telling you that wonderful, wonderful advice at such a young age. It just gave you the ability.
Yeah, but it took me having ulcers and walking around with melana that, you know, milk or magnesium, you know, to go to the doctor and find out, you know, what's up with my daughter. And he told her, whatever is bothering her, and I'm telling you, behaviors was bothering me as a child. And it made me want to pop and say something like, I want to tell. That ain't right. So you a child and you don't supposed to say nothing, but when you see it and you know in your spirit, even as a child, that right there, that wasn't cool. All these bullies and growing up with that, putting up with that, no, I can't. I didn't put up with bullies. You want to whoop somebody's butt? Come on over here. You know, let me show you. You know what I mean? Don't use fear to do that to people. That bothered me.
Yeah.
Even as a child, you know, and it was like it's going to take somebody to stand up and correct that behavior. You're going to run into someone that is not going to put up with that. And I'm the one. And we're not the two.
Very good. Awesome. So when you started doing that, how did that feel for you, even as a young child?
It felt, thank you for asking. It ordered my footsteps. It gave me to build integrity. It gave me insight, wisdom as I got older, discernment, enlightenment. It gave me a power that, you know, it's easy to do wrong, but to do right, it takes some power within yourself to stand against, you know, something that's wicked that you see as a child. There are principalities in dark places. You just got to be open enough to be chosen enough to see that. And be open enough to say, you know, if it's already in you to know that's wrong, and you try to live your life not to do wrong, that takes a lot of energy.
It does.
Because it is easy to go to the negative side. You understand, Marie? I'm telling you the truth.
I do. It's easy to go with the flow, as we may say, or go downstream instead of swimming upstream like the salmon do and stand up for what's right and what's proper according to your own inner guidance, which is what it is, right? And so as you followed this inner guidance through your authenticity, where did that take you?
It took me to where I'm at now, to writing 3 books to tell people and pull their coats and let them know, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be able to examine yourself first, you know, and know the difference, okay, between right and wrong. And if you know the difference, it empowers you to whereas you, it keeps you going. It keeps you, if you examine yourself like, nah, I'm not going to do that. That don't feel right. It's not about your followers. It's about that leader. Because guess what? When you make that choice to follow that person doing wrong, believe me, I don't want to be around nobody when they end game come. And don't you notice that, let's say, a friend that hangs on the corner all the time and then a person who has his mother care and all the time goes around the friend that hangs on the corner. Guess what? You don't know what that friend hanging on the corner then done. So they get the shooting at the corner. The friend that always had his mother's cuddle and her love get killed. Not the sucker who slithered, hanging on the corner and did wrong and robbed and stealed and did something wrong to somebody. That's how it works. Be careful of the company you keep. Be very wise. Because believe me, experience is everything. And believe me, I would learn some stuff, but I had to. And I don't mind learning, but at the same time, you can be used as a vessel.
Yeah.
You got to learn the difference.
Mm-hmm. I like that. I like that. What's the company you keep? So what's a tip that you can give to a listener, especially someone who's young and is still learning discernment? You know, how do we tap into that discernment? Because we have right inside of us what tells us this is not right, this is wrong, this person you stay away from, this one is okay. Let's talk about that a little if you don't mind.
Well, first of all, when you see something that somebody is doing and you choose to follow behind them, you need to figure out one of the things. I don't care if who they is. I don't care. I mean, mama, daddy, cousin, closest friend, I don't care. You need to literally say, what's going on inside of you that you allowed that to come up out of you? You got to look within yourself. You got to say, dang, what made me just lie to that person so quick? Well, obviously, you got to easy something within you. Why? We justify our behavior towards someone. Oh, mom and dad didn't buy me this, or mom stopped me from this, and I feel it. You cannot justify your behavior towards anyone. You cannot. It's almost like, oh, they beat me up, so now I'm going to build up a grudge, and then I'm going to come back and retaliate. That does not justify. Check yourself. That's almost like when I went to jail and me getting out of jail, and I bumped into the guy that I felt that had something to do with it, but within myself, I justify. But I'm so grateful that the Father in heaven showed me that in the name of Jesus. Let me put that out there. And guess what? I'm not religious, because either you for God or you against them. And I take that and I stand firm on that. Either you for me or against me has nothing to do with religion, baby. Because guess what? When it comes to my internal, listen, I'm going to correct that so I can be a better something for you. When I walk in stores, them women, whether you old or young, be looking forward to seeing priceless. You can best believe. And I'm talking about, hey, my friend, come on in. Welcome me. So guess what? My color has nothing to do with it. You're going to respect me whether I'm white, black, Puerto Rican, or Chinese, because it's about my internal. And it's the power of what I feel about me on the inside, not what you think about me. Because if you think that it's okay to be my friend and smile in my face and gossip, I'm sorry, I gotta cut you off, because I don't want that. I don't want that on me. Guess what? Don't pass that on here. Because if you could talk about her, you could talk about me. A dog that brings a bone carries a one.
So true. So
come on.
Yeah.
Come on. So your kids got to watch out, Marie. They got to watch out for the friends they call them friends. Don't follow up just because he says it's okay. Don't jump up. Let's go rob somebody. How you going to rob somebody and you didn't even think of, you don't know if your friend's setting you up. You got to think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Come
right.
on now. Work,
yep.
Right. Come on. Work with me, not against me.
Yep.
Very it's only
good.
Common sense.
So
go ahead, girl.
No, this is great. This is wonderful. You're very passionate about, you know, what you're bringing to the world, and especially to the younger people who need to learn how to follow their own instincts, because we have that voice, that inner voice inside from the time we're born, actually probably before we're born. And
yes.
if we follow it, we're okay. But it's a very still, quiet voice, and that's one of the problems, I think, that we have. There's so much noise and commotion around us. We have to learn how to listen to that voice. So what do you believe is the first step for a person who wants to follow their inner voice, their inner guidance, the divine?
First of all, acknowledge what's going on inside of you. Quiet everything. You got to get rid of them distractions. The same thing I'm telling people. Get rid of them distractions. If you see it, it's of confusion. That's not of, you know what I'm saying, righteousness. If it's confusion, it don't take a rocket science to figure that out. I feel mm-hmm. like this. If you can get money, I can get money. If you can be a carpenter, I can be a carpenter. If you fly that plane, I'm going to fly that plane anyway. I'm going to fly that plane anyway. So if I crash it, it's on me. It's not on you. I'm going to push that key. So guess what? If you pushing the boat, I'm up there with the captain.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. And if I break it, priceless is in there working it. If I offended you, believe me, I got a habit of asking, did I say something to offend you? Let me check. Because people will be quick to say, oh, you didn't offend me, but find out later you did, because they back talking about you. They always come around.
Yeah.
And you will reap what you sow. What you dish out, I don't care if it's a year, month, or now. If you did it, it would come on your children. You have to acknowledge and dig within yourself. Like, let me pick. Let me see if you're a liar, if you got a lying spirit, if you got a treacherous spirit, if you're a troublemaker. You got all them deep, dark spirits on the inside of you, and then you asking for peace. Come on now. You got to dig within yourself so you can be able to see your enemies when they come. You can be able to know when your finances is right or wrong or coming on somebody messing with it. If you can cast a spell, I can cast a spell. If you can lie, I can lie. If you want to be a science and conjure up some BS, I can do the same thing. What makes people different from anybody else? Everybody got an opportunity. If you want to be prejudiced, oh, I can be prejudiced too. Guess what? I chose not to. So guess what? We don't have free will, people. We can't do whatever we want, because I'd rather have some type of limits on how to treat you than to go all out. Really? Is it that serious? It is not that serious. You got to understand where I'm coming from. If you want to live in a big house, I can live in a big house too. It doesn't make a difference, people.
Yeah.
You got to
yeah.
work on you, and yeah. then you will be able to deal. Dig within yourself, Marie. I'm telling you, all they got to do is choose what things and literally rebuke it. Start rebuking it. Start pulling it out. Oh, if this lies me, look at you, what's you around with you. Is it elevating you? Because guess what? While I'm on that elevation, you either grab my hand while I'm going up, because I ain't looking back. I ain't finna look down, because I'm not finna turn into a pillar of salt. Because guess what? When the enemy comes for you, and when it's your end game, I don't want to be standing by you. How you like me now?
Mm-hmm. Nice.
I told my family that. My family know that. I can't look back when you already know better. Sodom and Gomorrah knew better. But guess what? Somebody thought, she thought she could, oh, my cousin, my brother. The Lord said, hey, keep going. What you going to do when you come up under his hand? I ain't going to be looking back. Baby, bye. And baby, bye with that negativity. Oh, sorry.
I love it.
Oh, Marie, the way you. Oh, Marie.
So we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And if you want to call in and ask Price as a question, you can call 929-477-3869. That's 929-477-3869. You can start calling now, and we'll be right back.
What you allow is what will continue. The things happening in your life are not by accident.
Your love life, your happiness, your peace are all controlled by you.
Are you ready to transform the most intimate relationships in your life?
Are you ready to get off that dating hamster wheel?
Allowing Change is ran by life and relationship coach Brittany Richards, and she understands relationships are hard, but they can work and you can find that perfect partner.
Contact Brittany Richards today at 509-795-0376 or at allowingchange.com and book a free consultation.
Do you have a new startup business? Do you need expert marketing or branding advice? Contact marketing consultant Corinda Dion to help take your business to the next level. Contact us today at 888-473-2221 or visit CorindaDion.com.
What happens in your body begins with your energy. If you can't find relief from your pain, it may be time to look deeper. Mindy Stritch is a certified healing therapist that will help you discover the root cause of what hurts. To learn more, schedule a free consultation. Call 678-642-7771 or visit www.mindystritch.com. That's MindyStritch.com. Restoring your energy will renew your life.
Ask yourself, are you living the life you desire or a life of default and settling for less? Lifestyle Empowerment Coaching is an effective process to support individuals in creating something new and beneficial. For more than 25 years, Rhonda Farah, author, speaker, and lifestyle empowerment coach, has been doing just that. Contact her to receive a 30-minute complimentary sample session at helpmerondanow.com.
We're back on DW Authentic Radio. I'm your host, Maury Mitchell, with special guest Priceless Royalty, talking about how to keep it real and how to tell how you feel. So let me ask you a question, Priceless. What is the main message that you want to bring to the public today?
Well, thank you for asking. One thing I'm going to tell you, I was not perfect. Believe me. I mean, I did some things. Glory be in the name of Jesus. I ain't cut like that. I'm telling you, when I recognize it, I'm telling you, I don't care what it was. That's what I'm telling you. Getting that money, yeah, is all cool. But guess what? I had to have some integrity with it. And plus, if you want to check my integrity, guess what? My history is not my destiny. Guess what? Because the same person, I'm the same person consistent that you was coming to before. You know, I even came to this moment in my life. I'm just solid. I'm ready to stand firm. I shall not be moved on what I say. I had a young lady end up putting on my thing about, oh, my husband left when I was pregnant. And to make a long story short, oh, I went to a witch doctor and booyah, I got my husband back. But guess what? Look, you want to network on my page? Let me check something for you. You just jeopardized because you're going to have to pay that back. Okay, let me let you know that. Now, that's in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus, I rebuke that. Don't step on nothing I'm doing positive. Guess what? That's networking, baby. And another thing, why don't y'all stop them presumptuous sins that the presumptuous is thinking that you can walk in somebody's house and just do what you want to do? Go in their refrigerator without asking. You know what I'm saying? Be a little more, you know, I'm just saying, right?
Yeah.
Well, say,
right.
Excuse me. What'd you say, girl?
Well, I said that's one of my pet peeves. I had someone do that to me once, and it really.
Yeah. Right, and I'm telling you, see, in the Holy Spirit, I'm telling you what I'm telling you. Speak that into existence. Stop being so presumptuous. And that money, look, if they give you a battery to put it in you, look, you're going to look back and say, dang, all that I did for that money. You can't get just order your fix and recognize what you're doing in your steps. Ponder your feet before. Be a little prudent. You can't cheat on your wife, or you a wife can't cheat on her husband. Be bold enough to pull they coat. Look, this ain't working. The same thing I did to my ex. Coming with that negativity every day. Something in you ain't right. And guess what? I love me some me. And somebody got to go. And I don't play with Satan Park. Guess what? The evil be like, not her. I don't think so. You got to say your biggest, and I'm still knocking them over. I'm knocking them down like bowling pins. Because it's what you feel about you on the inside, not what somebody say, and don't let nobody do what the hell they want to do. up in your surroundings. Stop protecting your spirit. Stop protecting your internal, because they're making you sick. And you wonder why you easily get COVID. COVID and did something good for some of y'all. Guess what? You get to stay out of the house and get to know whom you're dealing with. It had to slow you down after so many years being with a stranger.
Yep.
And now you get to know who you're dealing with. Yeah. This is the time, people. Dig within yourself. Check yourself so you can be able to correct people's behavior without being scared, because that's our problem. People wouldn't be running around here crazy if people stopped and checked each other's behavior like, hey, dude, that right there wasn't cool. That right there wasn't cool. Stop letting these kids do what the hell they want to do because they shorten their days. I don't care. Skip a generation and get one. Then you wonder why your grandparents walking around like hunched over and plotches and all that. Because you can't carry hate. It'll eat you internal, and then it'll jump off your kids. Why kids born president? How the hell they born president? Then you think they had to be taught that, Marie. Somebody in that book like, had to teach them kids that. They jump out of the womb saying, Negro. Like, really? How did you get to do that? Somebody got to have some type of correction in there to say, because I'm telling you, then where them generation curses come from, and then you wonder why somebody ain't living so long, why your child didn't die. You can't save your child without having some type of eternal peace, some type of power in order to move mountains. You got to stand on that. Have some integrity. And okay, you can't check my integrity. I'll dog walk you. Because in the name of Jesus, I live every day. I'm talking about crying for you people. I do this for y'all, not for me, because I'm standing. I'm trying to line it up. But you ain't finna spill your stuff out on me. So, look, if I smell your boo-boo, I just smell. I'm sorry I see you. Y'all know I do. Quit asking to be like me and go ahead and step in your place.
That's right. Very nicely said. We all have a place in this world, and if we don't step into our destiny, what God has for us, then no one does that role. You know that? We all have a very special role. So let's talk about your books and your music. I'm excited to talk about that before we run out of time. Tell us about the inspiration for them and the most exciting thing happening with it all right now.
Right now, I did put my books. They on Amazon. They on... Oh, my music is on. I mean, all the platforms. You can find me on that. The same way I speak in my, right now, this conversation, the same way I speak in my books. I only want you to literally stand strong and literally start waking up, because if we put off the positive energy, guess what? It'll change your area. Instead of us marching, the people wouldn't be busting windows if they saw a circle of people praying. And
Yes. Would
nobody have no reason to invade if they would have picked out the criminals? The criminals wouldn't even show themselves, because they would have been so obvious, because we too busy praying. We too busy sitting up there coming together like cleavage and butt cheeks on something positive. Instead of marching, if we equally yoked and if we are the same mind, then why some of us are confusion in the midst of us trying to do something right? That was too much of an open. You see where I'm coming from? So I write my books to pull your coat. Just saying, hey, man, before you sit up there and trip off of the money and kill your whole family, hey, man, there's a place for that. Stop trying to show out for Billy Bob. You can't keep up with the Joneses. Keep up with yourself, because you don't know what the Joneses did to get where they was going. I'm telling you, if you don't want to be with the Joneses, it's when they end game come. That's what I'm trying to tell people. Try to get your stuff together and clear all that negative out. That's all the book time. I'm trying to enlighten you, give you some spiritual guidance. Everything that I talk about that book is happening now. You should have got the book a long time ago, and you would have been a lot more. You wouldn't have got caught off guard. But forget about it. Been pulling coats. Now, you know what I mean? Then we spending money for Christmas. But guess what? Like I told you in the book, hey, man, they just looked at y'all spending all that money. Obviously, you ain't starving. Because if you ain't got it, don't do that. Don't do that. Be wise. You supposed to be trying to keep that rent up. tell that baby, look, baby, because I'm telling these kids are smart enough to understand now. They telling you stuff.
Yes.
You see where I'm coming from, Marie? Seriously.
No, you're right. Kids
I'm just putting, I'm telling you. So that's all I'm doing in the book. You can't assassinate me for that or my character. You can't literally, you got to look at it. We're living an unbalanced life. If you're doing so much, we are, not just on our eatings. We don't even bless our food when we eat, and then you wonder why you're sick. You got to lift that water up. I don't care. You got to believe in something that is righteous, or you'll fall for anything. It is a true factor. And if you don't reach for that, some type of power, some type of positiveness, and all that harbors you is negative thoughts, well, guess what? That's what you're going to serve, your end game. The same thing with Kay. That was his end game. The same thing with everybody else. Let's say you arguing with, God forbid, someone arguing with their husband, and all of a sudden pass out and their heart stop. That's what your end game is. There's no beer, chips, and dips in hell, people. I'm telling you the truth. I'm telling you. There's some stuff literally going on around in principalities and places, and I'm telling you, they know me enough to say, oh, run up, get done up. Now you know better. Because I'm not accepting that. I don't want the negativity. I'll snare you before you come. And then you heaping coals of fire on your head. Because, that's not right. You sitting and got too much time on your hands plotting. It'll come back for you. I'm just trying to tell people, no matter if this woman end up forget, they couldn't forgive her husband. Now, you watching. I watch you sit back and look. You pulling her coat saying, forgive that man because he came back righteous. He came back on his knees. He left that woman alone. But that woman could not forgive that man for nothing in the world. And guess what? You got to let somebody go if you cannot forgive them. Do not be with them talking about you forgive them and still hanging around them. You heaping coals of fire on your head.
Yeah.
And if they're around you, they're feeding you, that don't make their situation. And then y'all wonder why you clashing. Something within somebody in that relationship had something already against you in order for that to even come up on them. Because love will conquer all that. I love you enough and I forgive you, but I'm going to love you from a distance so you don't hurt me and I hurt you. Because I already see you. And guess what? Price has got a habit, and I made it a habit to pull your coat. I'm going to warn you before destruction. Now, I done took it and told you. Don't be surprised how I come off to you. Don't, and they always act surprised. Oh, you was just so cool. No, because you took it and thought I was kidding with you. I'm like your mama that should have been and checked your behavior a long time ago. Maybe you'll watch who you pull that with. And see, people prolong their behavior because guess what? Nobody stops to say, hey, what you doing? You'll tell them in a passive way, but they don't hear you. So now you got to go to that kid again and say, look, let me tell you something. That vexes my spirit, and it should vex yours. You kind of get where I'm coming from?
Yes, absolutely.
Keep it real with each other.
Before we run out of time, let's talk about how to get a hold of your books and your music. Priceless.
My books and music, as I told you before, is on Amazon.com. You can find me on Barnes and Nobles. You know the books are named Are You Your Worst Enemy? Are You Winning or Losing in Life? The other ones is, could your relationships be healthy or unhealthy for you? And who's more complex, men, women or men?
Yeah.
You know? And they all go hand in hand. It'll just make you square it up like, dang, that's why my husband or my wife, or that's why my friend doing that. It'll just keep you from, just give you some enlightenment, man. It will. It'll power you up. It'll make you want to do better and elevate. It'll make you clear out. Don't be so caught up. It's good to be lonely. Man, it's power in being by yourself. You will literally fight against something that is attacking you. You will acknowledge instead of being so caught up in your brain.
So we're out of time. Thank you so much, Priceless, for being with us today on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Check out her website, priceless-royalty.com, and you'll find all
right on. Thank you, love.
And thank you for listening on Dare to Be Authentic Radio. Remember, a replay of this will be here right after. Spread it out. Have a happy new year and catch us next time on Dare to Be Authentic Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell, broadcasting live from Southern California.